Track temperature is 41 here at Manicure. We've had a text, keep them coming, 84040. It's from Scott in Norwich. He says, can you say hi to all the guys over at sidepodcast.com. Hello, guys.
And hello, it's sidepodcast.com, who have been tweeting and live commenting on the race.
I think our name precedes us now.
Sidepodcast. What is this? It's not that hard to say.
Twice. Love it. Welcome to Sidepodcast.
Here we are at the inaugural F1 Bloggers and Friends karting event. It's really cold. We're in the back end of Birmingham at Teamworks Karting.
As you can see, I was suffering a bit.
It's fun about
three times, which is nearly as many times as Massa did at Silverstone.
How did you do there?
What are the results? I don't know where I ended up. It got a bit confusing towards the end.
You may have been fourth.
That sounds about right. I am just going backwards.
I don't know if anyone's had a chance to check out the league.
The Fantasy Racers League. Mm-hmm. I haven't, actually.
Really?
I can't say that I'm that interested. I'm bored of it already.
Ah, you know.
Is it over? Is it over yet? Did we win?
I did.
Go on, what did you win?
Well, I'm leading at the moment.
How the flipping hell?
I'm first in our league and I'm second in the overall league.
Get out of here. Adrian Newey must be so, so frustrated at this the diffuser debate. I can see why he's so miffed about it, because he has made an absolutely staggering piece of kit. That was a beautiful race car out there on the track. If he had the diffuser, I think the Red Bull would be streets ahead of everybody else.
On the line, we have Mr. Joe Sayward, a name many of you already know and a man we've mentioned on the show many times. Joe writes and produces the e-magazine Grand Prix Plus and authored the book Grand Prix Saboteurs. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
No, I was a mister. It's very exciting being a mister.
How are you doing today?
That's good, yes. I'm having a nice quiet Sunday, which is one of the last quiet Sundays for a while.
And you're a big fan of big photographs.
Yep.
So F1 Minute on a daily basis, with some association to the podcast.
Yep.
You publish a news-related big picture.
Yeah, it's nice because quite often you see little pictures with news articles, but they're only little.
Yes.
And I quite like the idea of seeing a big picture.
I mean, Mark knew exactly what I was asking. He knew exactly what I wanted to hear. And in the end, he was just too kind and too generous to Michael.
Yeah.
But, you know, the line you wanted him to say absolutely was, I'm much fitter than Michael Schumacher, and I'm better than him, I'm going to recover quicker than him, and just...
A bit diplomatic.
Didn't want to give it to us.
And Barbara said that she tries to get people to eat 80 fruits and vegetables, 80 different types of fruits and vegetables a month. I didn't even know there were that many.
That's an amazing statistic.
When we walked away from that lecture, I wasn't ever going to eat again.
I don't blame you.
So Honda being on the grid is one thing we're not sure about.
Mm.
And the other is whether Donington will be done in time.
Well.
But they've got planning permission.
Absolutely. That was a bit of a surprise.
And they've dug a big hole.
Massive hole. Mercedes have stepped up to the plate and said we would be able to and we would consider supplying engines to Honda next
year. Taking over the grid.
Pretty much, yeah, they've annexed, they potentially could have the ability to annex most of the grid.
I went out in the car and I was so fast, 3.5 tenths. No!
We're in Hyde Park after visiting the Science Museum, which wasn't very good, but I'll let everyone else tell you about that. We've got lots of people here, and I think we're live streaming to an audience of about 3 people in the comments. Anyone want to talk about what we saw in the Science Museum today? Yes, you'd like to.
I liked all of it.
Excellent.
If you sing all the time, you lose your voice really loud.
Well, that's a good tip. If you sing all the time, you lose your voice. Anyone got any super duper predictions for the Chinese Grand Prix? Everybody will have a Braun diffuser, yes.
Vettel's going to finish it sometime, hasn't he? Finish a race.
Well, we'd hope so. Is it going to be a Braun GP victory again?
No, but I reckon that Barrichello will actually get the better of Button for once.
He'd like that, wouldn't he? It's got to happen at some point. Barrichello or Button for the Chinese Grand Prix?
Well, Button, obviously.
Obviously.
Can we say Buttoncello?
Buttoncello, a bit of both.
I'm going to do my Tremaine now, so... eek. Well, here goes. Grrr! What's all this about new teams joining Formula One? Grrr! Lola? Grrr! Lola? She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair. What the heck does she want to join Formula One for?
I was rudely awakened to find that FOTA had done the unthinkable. They had issued a press release confirming their intention to form a breakaway series. Now, I won't quote any of the press release because if I start, I'd want to read the whole thing. It's basically just one giant dig at Bernie and the FIA, saying that FOTA are going to do things the right way. Accessible racing, better media coverage, cheaper tickets, going to the right circuits, all the things the fans want.
Well, that all sounds good. I mean, clearly we're not going to have any objections. I do wonder whether it's actually possible what they're suggesting, because, I mean, none of these guys really have commercial experience of running a championship like this. And what they've essentially done is put down a bullet point list of everything that people would like to hear and then written it out in a press release.
So I wrote this parody song. You might have heard of it.
Yeah, are you sick of hearing it? I do believe that Lisa said on Twitter afterwards she played it to him, she spoke to him, and he really liked it. And we should thank her immensely for playing it on the
really?
Show.
Really?
Yeah, no, we really
should. She
played
it to Rob. Yeah. I want to die. Philippe, hey baby, we're bringing the white visor to you. It's new. You'll be able to see, Philippe, hey baby. Now hurry up and score us a point.
So, figuring this was the one and only chance this live podcast is ever going to get to meet Mr. Smedley, I did introduce him to you.
You're so brave.
Hi, Rob. Meet Christine. She sings a song about you. She was on the radio with her song. You heard the song. Then your wife, Lucy, left a nice comment on our website.
He had no idea. But then actually it only took him a minute. And I think when you said his wife left some comments,
yes.
Then it suddenly clicked in his brain. He was like, oh, my God, the song. And I was like, this is the most embarrassing moment of my whole life. And he said not to be embarrassed. And I had a good voice. And he'd got a lot of feedback about the song.
He had 500 and something emails telling him about Philippe Baby.
Yeah.
Which is fan-blooming-tastic. How's it going, sir?
It's going absolutely fantastic. I'm outside the Santander, so I'm just inside waiting to go on simulator. I'll tell you something. Braun have got like three their merchandise stands within probably 400 metres of each other, and I'm not lying there.
If you were going to pick one thing so far from the entire weekend that was your absolute favourite best thing, what is the best thing that you've seen this weekend?
I think the best thing was probably interviewing Nick and Kibitzer. I hope I can sort out with this simulator. I'm going to do some more fan interviews. I've already done one. I'm going to do some more fan interviews. And then we're in Lockfield B.
You said, well, I'm going to go and shake Ted's hand and tell him what a wonderful job he's doing.
So I did.
And you did!
What was really weird, and I don't know whether I should mention this, but because I have this affinity with Ted, you see now, because we know...
What?
Yeah, no, because what I did was, and what I never ever really do, is I introduced myself. I said, I'm from Soy Podcast, and I give my real name.
Now, didn't.
I did, but it's okay to tell Ted. And they remember last year we were talking about Toyota. Nobody really gave a damn. No one was bothered if they were in it. Nobody wanted to pick Toyota for the Bat Racer Challenge. They were the last team. And this year, you kind of get the impression no one's that fussed about BMW. And they've taken over Toyota as the anonymous people at the back.
Hey, it's the podcast. Dodgy here, you know. Just want to talk about Man of the Season and what you feel after this for BMW and Sauber. And, you know, such a shame, really, you know. Being a fan for them for so many years now. I remember watching them in the first race and liking the colour of the car. That's how they came to start supporting. But, yeah, shame. Been enjoying supporting the team.
Hey, RG here. I'm absolutely delighted and absolutely feeling absolutely crazy. It's fantastic news. Sauber back in the sport, brilliant. It's awesome. It's just brilliant. It's brilliant, isn't it?
You know, towards the beginning of the last show, which was ages ago, I started the news and views section by saying, you know how I hate F1?
You did.
God, I did not know the half of it, did I? Things just got progressively worse.
And worse.
He did a couple of tests in the F2007, but is still suffering from a neck injury from a bike accident in February and decided that it wasn't going to be possible for him to fill in after getting everybody except us his hopes up.
Ha!
Lots and lots of fans very upset.
Yes, I'll tell you something. There's no question in my mind that I am in a minority here, because when it was announced the guy was coming back, Twitter exploded with excited and happy people, and the news agencies went crazy, and German TV basically ran round the clock Schumacher news, and it all kicked off like it was 2006 all over again. And then when the announcement came that he wasn't racing,
did it all again, but in reverse.
Exactly the same thing happened, but everybody was upset. It was a massive hullabaloo for over absolutely nothing in the end.
Hello, Side Podcast. This is John Wardock again. I have finished my first stint, which was just over 40 minutes ago. Basically, the whole pit lane had come together to get this car made, and it missed the whole of testing on Friday. It missed the qualifying on Saturday, on Friday evening even, and it even missed the warm-up on Saturday morning.
Will you now always use some form of high octane fuel for your car?
Yes, I always want to use V-Power, but it's much harder to get.
It's troublesome.
It's tricky to get it. So, but I will always use a better fuel.
Well, that was a worthwhile experiment.
Yeah.
I think that was, I would call that a success.
We have been busy, even though we did take a short hiatus. You've made yourself a playground. Very grown up.
Jörg Zander.
We need to start this section with a bit of a chant.
A chant?
Are you ready?
What, have I got to join in?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
What do we want?
I don't know. Have I got show notes? What?
I'm going to kill you.
We rehearsed this bit. I was going to join in.
Please, can I have a new co-host? Because this is useless. Yeah, well, throughout the weekend, everyone was saying, get Nelson in that car. And for all season, we've been saying, get Nelson out of the car. That's, so
yes.
Badoa must be really bad.
Tony Eliuzzi must be available.
Maybe Formula One isn't doing the right thing, and maybe it isn't the only thing out there. You know, just because what happens in Bernie's circus doesn't mean it's the best kind of motorsport out there. At the moment, there's no alternative, and I'm just getting desperate here.
Steve Moy gathered together some facts for us, and his first fact is Cathy crashed through the 10,000 barrier.
What a number.
And I mean, that is way through, because it's not just 10,001. No, it's 10,799. But I'm in 107th, which is not so bad. I think that might be moving up again. I'm not sure exactly.
Damn you.
You only scored 200 points. So can you tell me what happened? Because you were also on the biggest fallers list.
Yeah.
You dropped 301 places.
Wow.
Tell us what happened.
Never dropped that far so fast. So I had a big sulk a couple of weeks ago because somebody was coming back and it upset me. And in my big sulk, the first thing I did actually, which is kind of a weird, in hindsight, it was a weird thing to do, but I had to do something to vent my anger. So what I did was I logged into Fantasy Racers and I emptied my team on the assumption that I wouldn't be playing for the rest of the year, because I didn't think I'd be watching Formula One for the rest of the year.
The opening line read, Jim Clark grew up as a boy who loved cars, and I can remember thinking, that's just like me. Needless to say, it wasn't like me, and over the decades since, I've acquainted myself with his legend. I read every word of those two pages and became fascinated with the man and motor racing.
The only other thing I really have to note of today's race was that Heidfeld finished his 41st consecutive race, no DNFs.
Right.
That's like forever.
That's incredible. That's a great achievement.
In the comments earlier, Bassano was saying, what is the point of having this statistic when no one notices you race? And then they were saying that when he does crash out and the record is over, then he might have a big party and an award.
They're not going to give him a cake for that, are they?
But until then, it just doesn't mean anything because he just keeps on racking them up. The safety car was out for the Sutil and Heidfeld incident. Now, poor Heidfeld, he had to retire, so that means his epic record of so many consecutive finishes is gone. It's done.
Bugger.
Next week is Side Pod Radio.
Aha!
Dun-da-da!
Finally.
Do my own jingles.
So much... That's great, by the way.
Yeah.
Do that again.
Dun da da.
Hmm. Any more?
No,
okay.
The total, I can't remember whether we said the total or not, for charity that was raised by everyone who very kindly donated was £680, and the chosen charity is Wings for Life.
We had a poll.
We had a poll.
That was the decision.
I made my way over to the Peugeot table to get Frank's signature. When I got up to the table, I asked Frank if he had heard of Christine from SciPodcast.com. I don't know if he'd been hearing your name from other fans that day or is a fan of the show himself, but he immediately looked up and with a smile said, "Yes, I know Christine on the internet, right?"
You can't go skipping a qualifying session like that without so much as a word.
Really?
That was crazy.
It was the longest qualifying session ever.
Is it ended yet?
I think it has finished now.
Is it finally over?
Yeah.
Did we get there?
It was another memorable qualifying, but also that was quite a memorable race.
Do you think it was?
Yeah.
Will you remember that in time to come?
I probably won't because I have a terrible memory.
And who's on the end of the line in Abu Dhabi?
It is me. It is Four Star at the end of the line.
Four Star!
Hello. Hello, the world. Now, we're in the North Grandstand, which is the hairpin. I don't know if that's turn 4, 5, or 6. They gave us a map that didn't have any turn numbers on, which is very exciting.
Nice one. Well, none of the turns have names, so I vote that the hairpin now be named Four Star Corner.
I'm so pleased for everyone at Braun, for Jensen. Oh, just amazing. I can't believe it. It finished, a couple of hours ago, and I'm still on top of the moon. I'm just... it's just amazing. I can't believe it.
Yes.
And it was good to see them side by side because this year's car is so ugly.
End of the season still hasn't grown on you, has it?
Nope. So tell us what happened then.
No. No, we just walked away.
No,
that's what happened.
That's not quite what happened.
We just, nothing occurred, nothing to see, nothing to talk about.
Because the way I saw it...
You would have seen it as well, wouldn't
you? Lewis Hamilton turned around and waved, and you waved back.
Lewis. He waved at me though.
Best friends forever.
It wasn't like a general wave at the thronging crowd because nobody knew he was there.
He waved specifically at you. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, and I reacted and waved back involuntarily. I would like to say.
Number one, Mr. C talks, but we do not see him, and the Stig never talks, but we see him with his face covered. Two. The Stig is allegedly connected to Formula One, and Mr. C is obviously an expert on Formula One.
Really not.
Three, I've never seen Mr. C or the Stig in my kitchen at the same time.
I would say Ron Dennis and I agree on little in life. We really don't get along in terms of most of our opinions on racing, but I do 100% agree with Ron Dennis. F1 needs an off-season.
Hello, it's Licky again, as ever, and I'm just going to shout a request to everyone listening. I'm currently missing an off-season. If anyone's seen the off-season...
Thank you so much for 2009, and I wish everyone in the community at Side Podcast and Christine to see everything to do with Side Podcast, the very best for 2010, and let's hope that next year will be a brilliant season.
2009 was good. 2010 is where it's at.